Speaking of the daily housework, you'd say a woman does what every morning? Or a man, depending on who's doing it.
That's a sexist question.
I know.
Speaking of housework.
Uh-huh.
Housework.
You gotta get up and what the house?
Clean.
Okay.
I'll get you.
Yeah, oh, they may. That's true. Let's see. What do you call that thing that you sweep with?
The broom.
Okay. And this is a...
door.
Okay. Now, if this were open more and there was a broom right there, you'd say the broom is what? The door.
What did I say? Jamming the door? Is that proper? I'm not sure.
Well, say you couldn't see through this door and you wanted me to sweep something and you say, go get the broom. It's something, something. The door.
It's behind the door.
Okay.
Is this what you're saying? Okay. Sorry.
Things and then it turns out to be it. Okay, if all your clothes were dirty, to get them ready to wear, you'd have to do the...
wash.
Okay, and then if they were all wrinkled, you'd have to do the...
ironing.
Okay, and together, the washing and ironing, what you'd call the...
laundry.
Okay. And you get, like in your house, from the first story to the second story on... what? We call it...
the stairs.
Okay, okay. What would you call the two or three that are outside?
The front steps.
Okay, okay. What if it was an outdoor thing that went from the first story to the second story? You know, it went all the way up, but it was outdoors. What would you call that?
I'd still call it stairs.
Okay. Okay, you said you have a sleeping porch?
Mm-hmm.
What does it have to be like to be a sleeping porch?
Screened.
Okay, okay.
With beds.
Yeah. Does a porch have to have a roof or can it not have a roof?
A porch has to have a roof.
Okay. What if it's in back? Do you call it anything different?
The back porch.
Okay. What if you have a porch that like goes all the way across the front of the house and then down one side or maybe down two sides? Would you call it anything different?
Oh, I might call it breezeway.
Okay, okay. What if it was on the second story? What would you call it?
The porch.
Okay. Okay, if the door is open and you don't want it that way, you might tell somebody to get up and what? The door.
Close the door.
Okay, or if you didn't say close, you'd probably say...
shut.
Okay. What do you call boards on the outside of the house that kind of overlap each other like this? The bottom of one overlaps the top of the next one.
Flat boards.
Okay. Okay, you might say, every day I take my car and what in the town?
Drive.
Okay, and yesterday I took my car and...
drove.
Okay, and for years I had taken my car and...
driven.
Okay. What do you call it?
Oh, I'm not.
A mom is a mom is a mom.
Right.
I lost my place. Oh yeah, what do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
The roof.
Okay. If you had a little building, you know, a separate little building out back for storing gardening tools and stuff like that, what would you call that?
The shed.
Okay. Any particular kind of shed?
No, the shed.
Okay, you might say that you used to live in a stone
house.
Okay. And you might say in our neighborhood they've been putting up a lot of new
houses.
Okay. What sorts of buildings would you have on a farm?
Individual buildings?
Yeah.
You'd have a house, and you'd have a barn,